more than that.
Or a top-up on whatever Francis can't provide.
Fuck off! He's my husband, Adam. We've gone through more than you could ever imagine. I envy your free spirit, and I'm attracted to it, but not all of us have that luxury.
Which is what I find so frustrating about you, Claire. You had a choice. You chose not to be free.
No, what I chose was a man I could love for more than a week. I shouldn't have said that.
At least you're being honest.
I can't live moment to moment like you, Adam. I have a history with Francis. I have a future with him. And it's bigger than a moment.
Then you should kill it. Whatever part of you still loves me. If you can't, I will.
Hey, sweetie. How's it going? Are you with your mom?
She's downstairs. You want me to go get her?
No. I just wanted to call and say, your brother and you. Is he there?
He's in his room, I think.
Okay, you want to go get him? Why not?
We've seen the news, Dad. There were all sorts of TV cameras at our school yesterday. Mom's making us stay home this week.
I want you to do something. I want you to go to your bedroom window and look out. You see that black car?
Yeah.
That's me.
Mom would be really angry.
Well, we don't need to tell her, right? It'll just be our little secret.
Your voice sounds weird, like it did on the radio.
You heard that?
I have a computer.
I'm sorry. Sometimes your dad makes some mistakes.
I better go.
No.
I don't like to hear your voice when it's like this. It makes me sad. Bye, Dad.
Sarah, please.